The Creator, He wanted really to reveal His mercy on the world. רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לגלות רחמנותו. So for that He created the world. To the world, the Zohar HaKadosh is calling Alma Deshika, the world of lie. The Creator, He wants to reveal His mercy, so He created lie. What's the meaning? How in the world can we understand that? A person that sees only darkness is blind. A person that sees only light is blinded. Both of them are blind. Both of them cannot see. One is in complete darkness. One is covered with light. There is no difference between them. If someone would ask you how you would rather to experience, how do you say that? Blindness? Yes?
Blindness.
In darkness or in light, it really wouldn't matter to you at all. For sure you would say, I don't want to feel it at all, don't want to experience it at all. But really, if I won't be able to see my beloved ones, my friends, if I won't know the way to my house, so who cares? Like, what, white or black? It's like, who cares? If I can't see anything, so it doesn't matter. To say white, it's just, will be a stupid answer. It doesn't really matter to you when you can't see anything. When that's the only thing you see, so it's like, also white is a color that contains all of the color in it, and also black is a color that contains all of the colors in it. So it's like, if anyway I cannot reach no color, so what's the use? But we cannot see the light, and that's why a person that sees only white is blinded, because we cannot see the light unless we're coming from a dark place. That's the explanation of why, when the Creator wanted to reveal His kindness on the world, so first of all, what that He did was blocking the light. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. First of all, He created heaven. Okay, that's the light. And then He blocked it with Eretz, with the land, with the physicality. So first of all, it was all endless light, but you could not enjoy it. And then He blocked it completely. And now, because of the struggle, because of the fight, because of the duality, because of your desire to go back to the light from the darkness, because you've been exposed to the light before, because that's the beginning of creation. We came out to the darkness from the light. So now, in darkness, we have that ancient memory, Mikedem, from the earliest days, that light is exist. So now that desire will redeem us from the darkness, and then the mercy of the Creator will be revealed. The mercy of the Creator is not in the light of before creation and not in the darkness of creation. The yearning and the holy desire of a person to climb out from the darkness into the light, that is the mercy of the Creator. Nice? We can write a whole book on that. Because this is why the Creator created the world in measures and in days and under the limits of time and weight and colors and all kinds of constrictions and all kinds of weights and scales. Only because that the only way that we can enjoy the light is when we're receiving it in a measure. If now you're very, very thirsty, and you really, really want to breathe, if you really, really want to drink, and someone now going to wash you with water, like going to put you under the waterfalls and the Niagara Falls, you won't be able to enjoy the water. That's not what you want now, a cup of water. You want a bottle of water. If you want to breathe, and someone is just going to put you a mask with pure oxygen, you won't hold on, you won't enjoy it, it won't heal you. You need a certain amount of oxygen, like that there is in the air, that you can breathe, and it's relaxing you, and it's bringing back exactly what it you need, because it's coming in measure. The mercy of the Creator is to feed the poor person corresponding to his vessels. He's checking exactly what you need, how much you can receive. That's mercy. After the Holocaust, many of the Holocaust survivors died because of finding food and eating without stopping. They were not able to hold themselves from eating all of the treasures that they found in the kitchens over there, or that the soldiers brought to the camps. And they ate and ate and ate like they're able to eat it. But their body was not able to digest that amount of food because they had very tiny stomachs, because for years they were suffering from hunger. So they died from the light. They died from the food. For years they were surviving on crumbs of bread, on tiny pieces of raw potatoes, and they were surviving. They could hold on like that in a crazy way, but they were surviving. And now they received food, finally, steak. That's it. That was lethal poison for them. They died from the food, from the meat, from the wine, from the coffee. They weren't able to deal with it. The mercy of the Creator is to give everyone what that he need in the right time. To understand mercy, you need faith. Because when a person has got desires, so desires are making him want to break the borders, to achieve more. He wants to have more. Faith is to believe that what that you have is under the supervision of the Creator, that He knows exactly what you need and He's providing, that Hashem Yitbarach, He is feeding us and gives us the bread and gives the rain when you need it, and the parnasah in its time, and the shiduch, it will come when we'll get to the right time, and the Shabbat will get in the seventh day, and we believe in the seventh day. We believe in all of the rules that the Torah is setting for us, and only because that we believe that it's true, we can enjoy the light. If now there's a person that will keep Shabbat, but he doesn't have the faith in Shabbat, just his parents told him, you must keep Shabbat, keep Shabbat, keep Shabbat, and he will do that with no faith, Shabbat will not gonna shine to him because his lack of faith. The faith gives life to the person, because the faith gives you that understanding that everything that you're going through in life is supervised by the Creator. Creator is not a name. Creator is a reality. To understand the meaning of the word Creator, it's just to go into the simple explanation of the word. He is the one that creates the world. Now, in the present, His name is Bore Olam. He is the one that is creating the world right now, in the present. Now He is creating the world. He is not Bara Olam, created the world. When? Oh, so many thousands of years ago. No. He is creating, renewing in every day, in every moment, the creation. Ma'aseh Bereshit. He is creating you to look like you looked 1 minute ago. A little bit different. 1 second ago. He makes your thoughts continue in the same way, with the same flow, like you were thinking 1 hour ago. Or developed from how that you were thinking 1 year ago, 1 year and a half ago, 20 years ago. But He made a certain flow, and He's creating reality on real time. And that's also the meaning of the name that we're not allowed to mention, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The name of Hashem that we're not allowed to express in our mouth, with our lips, the meaning of that name is gonna be. It's gonna happen. It will happen to you. When it's going to happen? In the future? No, right now. when we are expecting the redemption, the geula, it's not that it will happen in 10 years. Oh, wow, I feel Mashiach is very close. Everyone that comes to you and tells you, oh, I feel Mashiach is on his way. So you can say, yes, he's on his way for the last 6,000 years. It's like, he's on his way. When we're expecting the redemption to come, it means now. That now Hashem will reveal himself. That now he will show us his presence. That he is with us. When? In the future? That he will feed me? No, that now I am under his loving kindness that is being expressed by his personal supervision on me. What that I am going through in life, that's how that the Creator is revealing his love to me, his compassion on me. And like we said before, the compassion and the love is to give you what that you need in the measures that you will be able to enjoy. Because if he will give you too much, you will not going to digest it. Like that Shlomo Melech, King Shlomo, is saying in his book, he's saying, even if you found honey, you need to eat enough that it will satisfy you and not too much. Because if you're going to eat too much, it can make you puke. You can be disgusted from honey. Honey, what? It's so sweet. It's so healthy. It's so good. It's not so nurturing. It's so like it's the best. No. Honey is an example to tell you that you say to yourself, okay, I want to get married. I want to have money. I want to buy a house. All of those things can give you life if they will come in the right time. But if they will come one moment earlier, they can destroy you. The same woman that you can live with her forever, if you're going to marry her 1 hour earlier than the hour that's been set by the Creator, she can destroy your life and you can destroy hers. Why? Because you're not ready. There is a story on a person that came to visit Rabbi Nachman of Breslev. And that person came to fight with Rabbi Nachman of Breslev. He came to his house and he was pretending like coming to visit, but there was a very long background for that meeting, something that was involved with other family members of that person. And when he came into the room, Rabbi Nachman of Breslev recognized him and started screaming, take him away from me, take him away, I don't want to see that person, take him away from me. And some student of Rabbi Nachman was there in the room, was not involved, didn't know what's going on between those two, and he took that person with power, but gently. He didn't kick him out of the house, not like the Gabbaim of this generation, boxing each other. No, he held him and he told him, please, the person is asking from you not to come. It's his house, please. And he helped him. It's written like that, that he was gentle and took him out of the house. That person, when he felt like, I've been rejected, I couldn't accomplish what I wanted to achieve, he was very frustrated. He went to the market. He was hungry. He felt hunger. And he started looking for something to buy. And he bought peaches. I think peaches or prunes, shezifim, prunes. He bought a bag of prunes. That's what he bought. And he took those prunes and ate them all. But those prunes were not, what? Were not ready. They were not ripe yet. And he ate them all. They were a little bit sour, but he ate all of the bag of all of those prunes. And then he had a horrible stomach ache. And he went and hid in some room over there in that building, and he died. He died because of eating prunes that were not ripe yet. And then, in that Shabbat, Rabbi Nachman of Breslev gave a Dvar Torah, words of Torah, speech, and he explained that the fruit has got a certain power inside of him. That when he is still not ripe, still not ready, he is sucking his life, his energy, his honey from the tree. That's what he is doing. And if you cut him off the tree, pick him off the tree too early, so he still got that gravitation, power, desire to take life from a certain source. And he doesn't have that branch to lean on, to suck life from it. So the person that eats that prune, that fruit, will lose his life for the fruit. The fruit will suck the power of life from the person that is eating it. So if you want to have something and that thing is not ripe, is not ready yet for you, it can take the life from you instead of giving you the life that it is about to contain. Soon, if you will wait a little bit, one more hour, it will be ripe. It will be good. It will be tasty. It will give you life. But when you try to take something with power, you can lose your life because of that. And on that, the Mishnah is saying, "Kol ha-dochek et ha-sha'a, sha'a dochakto." If a person pushes the hour, no, I must make aliyah. I want to do complete tshuva. I want to be righteous. I want to purify myself. Yes, I need to learn Torah. I want to fix my 30 years. Yes, I need to do A, B, C. I want to get married. I must have children. You're pushing, it's gonna push you back. Means that after 1 year of relationship with that woman that you were pushing to that relationship too much because you were not ripe yet and she was not ready yet, after 1 year you're gonna feel the sour taste of that fruit that was not ripe yet. How in the world we will know if it's the right time or not? We can just listen to ourselves and to see if we are being pushy or if we are calm and relaxed. That's the meaning of the word faith, emunah, that a person, he's got the power to wait and to be patient and to breathe. The only way to do that, it's if you know that you are under the wings of the Creator, under the personal supervision of Father in Heaven that reveals His mercy on you, feeding you corresponding to your ability. He knows exactly what you're able to deal with and what is a little bit too much. It looks a little bit to you, but that little bit can kill you, because a little bit of lethal poison can kill a horse, can kill an elephant. Depends in the poison, depends in the power of the animal, depends in many, many aspects that you're not really aware of. But what you are aware of? Yourself. To know yourself, you can. This is something that you can achieve. Self-awareness, to check yourself. If she is ready or not ready, this is something that it can be too hard to know. If the Holy Land is ready to accept me as a person that wants to make Aliyah, it's too far to know. I don't know. Will I find a job over there? I don't know. Is there something waiting for me? I'm going to find my shidduch. I will find the yeshiva. I will find a job. All of those questions, you cannot really know. When it's not you, you cannot really know. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But about myself, why am I making Aliyah now? Why am I desiring to learn Torah now? Am I doing it because it's my time to do it? Or maybe I'm doing it because I'm afraid. Maybe I'm doing it because I'm under a lot of pressure. Maybe I'm doing it because I am lack of faith and I feel like I must take care of myself and watch over myself and fix all of my mistakes from the past. All of those answers are the wrong answers that are showing that you push the time, that you don't have faith in the supervision of the Creator. Only when you do things with a settled mind, in a calm way, in a relaxed way, that you're not afraid, that you do things out of love. Only when you find yourself like that, you should know you are ready and you will find what that you're seeking for sure. Because the world is your mirror. When you find yourself that you're pushing too much, that you're trying to achieve things, but with stress, a lot of ishtadlut, a lot of effort, a lot of scams, a lot of lies, a lot of tricks, a lot of background conversations and plans and not being honest, not being yourself. So you must understand from that, the Creator is here and He's going to show you yourself. You will find that bitterness of the fruits that you will try to put into your mouth, that they will be not ripe, because you're trying to achieve something when you are still not ready. The world is your mirror. The world is showing to you your level. All of the world is just reflecting to you what you should do to come closer to your eternal success, to the Creator, to live life of faith with Him forever and ever, to live good life, to live with the source of good, to live life of love, life of honesty, life of honor, life of wealth, life of health, life of spiritual success, and all kinds of success. That is the real will of the Creator. But for that, you need to understand that there are many, many aspects that you're not aware of, and you are just a vessel that can contain the light. And if you're not ready, so those vessels can be break also. It's a secret of the broken vessels, Sod HaKelim HaShvurim, that the Creator, He's creating worlds, and then He's destroying them, with the intention to rebuild them again in a stronger way. Like that you buy an amazing tomato in the grocery store, in the supermarket. You take it home. It's so beautiful. It's so complete. It's so nice. It's so red. It's so shiny. It's so amazing. Now, if really you want to enjoy it, to take a bite out of it, it won't be the best solution. Really, if you cut it, if you put it into the stove, into the pan, into the dish that you're cooking, if you're going to put more spices into that, if you're going to stir it, if you're going to wait, then so many other tastes and smells will come out of that tomato, things that you were not able even to understand that exist inside of it. When you will not going to taste those tastes, when you're hungry, when you're under stress, when you have to put something into your mouth, you're going to lose what that this tomato got to offer to you, what that life got to offer to you. Many, many examples we can find. The word hamtana, to wait, have the same letters like the word Hamatana, the gift. The gift is to wait. It's written in the Gemara Kedosha, Haba li taher, omrim lo hamten. When a person comes to be purified, they tell him to wait. Wait. You want to be purified? Okay, wait. Because by waiting, you will show your real intention to be purified. But if you're going to push and going to say, no, but I was here first, I want to go to the mikveh first, you're showing by that you're not worthy to be purified. But if you're waiting and you say, no, please go first, it's okay, I will be purified. I know, I'm here, I'm on my way, I'm standing in line, I'm not pushing. Then when you will dip in the mikveh, it will affect you in a different way. The water are not purifying the person. Only Hashem is purifying you. Rabbi Akiva said, who is purifying you? Avichem Shebashamayim. It's Father in heaven. You can see people that are going to mikveh every day, that are putting tefillin every day. They're keeping Shabbat all of their lives. They're eating only kosher, the highest level of mehadrin, a mehadrin sheba mehadrin. That's what they're eating. And they are very contaminated, impure people. You can see that. And from the other side, you can see people that are not even aware to the rules of kashrut, that they never even heard about the concept that calls Shabbat. And you see humble people. You see simple people because they have faith. It's written on Jerusalem that it been destroyed because we were lack of people that were searching for faith. We were not lack of religious people. We were not lack of people that were observant, that were keeping Torah mitzvot. Hours of learning Torah were not the thing that was missing before of the destruction. Also in this generation today, hours of voice of Torah are not the thing that we lack of. Thank God we have thousands of synagogues, thousands of yeshivot, that people in thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people learning Torah, and especially in the biggest yeshiva in the wide world, online, people are learning millions of hours of Torah daily. And where is the redemption? Waiting. The redemption is waiting because we're pushing, so it is waiting. But when we're going to wait and we're going to have faith and we're going to be faith seekers, truth seekers, then the redemption will come. When? Not in the future. Right now. It will come in the present. This is why Rabbi Natan, the main student of Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, he said, my Mashiach already came. And you cannot understand, what do you mean? So what, only you had the merit to see Mashiach? All of us were still waiting and waiting for Mashiach to come, and your Mashiach already came? Mashiach is an understanding. To see the redemption is something that everyone can feel. The complete redemption of the whole nation that will bring us to the complete redemption of the world depends in the redemption of the individual. Even if I will come to you today and will tell you, hey, I found the solution, it won't solve your problem. Even if my Mashiach already came and I'll tell you, hey, you just need to go to the Ohel of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Or I'm going to tell you, no, you just need to go to the Tzion of Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, say Tikkun HaKlali and put one coin for charity. Or I'll tell you, hey, you must just do Aliyah and that's it. The truth is that it won't help you. Because it's not your Mashiach. Because you haven't been answered. You can find yourself standing in the Ohel HaKadosh, the holy place of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and feel foreign. You can find yourself standing in the holy house of Rabbi Nachman of Breslev in Uman and look to the sides and to ask yourself, what the heck am I doing here? And you can find yourself in Jerusalem and saying, is that the place that we're talking about for years on years on years? There's no even parking spot for me. What do you want me to do? And that's the truth. So no solution will solve your problems until you will solve yours. Until you will find the answer. When Hashem is talking plural to everyone, it's still to say to everyone, I'm walking with you. If the world needs to do tshuva, it doesn't mean that you and me are supposed to do tshuva together. No matter what, we cannot do tshuva together. Why? Because when I'm going to go to my house, I'm going to meet my wife and my children, I'm going to deal with them in my life alone. And when you're going to go to your house, if it's full with children or empty from children, you'll have to deal with your reality on your own. So our redemptions are not 100% connected. We can help each other. We can assist each other. We can be friends with each other. We can share information. We can support and help and heal each other as much as we will find ourselves able to. But no matter how much I will succeed, it won't help you to complete your problems until you're really going to go to the depths of your soul and going to start working on yourself and heal yourself completely. So the complete redemption will be a result of thousands on thousands on thousands of individuals that woke up, that found the inner light of themselves. And then you will see another smiling person in the street, and another person that is smiling, and another positive one, and another rabbi that suddenly speaks with logic and not just breaking our back with punching and rebuking and killing us while we're trying. And then, because you will see so many people that started to smile, you will be inspired to work on yourself and to start finding your treasures and your own light. And then you will be redeemed. And then other people will see that you joined that positive group also. Wonderful! So it's going to inspire them more, even more. And like you have 5 candles, okay, so 20 people can see 5 candles. But then you will have 25 candles, so already 500 people can see those candles. And then you have 525, so thousands of people can see that light. And when you'll have the light of thousands, it will be enough to wash the world with the light of faith. So we are not supposed to redeem the world. We're not supposed to bring redemption to the world. We need to shine. We need to heal ourselves. That is our job. And if you find yourself able, shining enough, to give from your fire, you see that the flame is, thank God, I'm happy, I have something. I have money, I have wisdom, I have conclusions, I have understandings, I have life experience, I can share, and it's not going to damage me. If I'll pay your bill right now, I will still have money to pay mine. If I will sit 1 hour with you and teach you the Aleph Bet, it will not going to take from what that I need, the hours that I need to spend learning every day to keep myself developing and sane and not losing my mind. When you find yourself powerful enough to give, okay, great, give, share the light. But first of all, you need to shine. First of all, like the verse is saying, "Ve'ahavta l'ra'acha kamocha." You should love your friend like you love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you cannot love your friend. If your candle is off, you cannot light others. You must shine. The way to shine is to find the roots of your soul. Your soul is shining through your body. Your body is the candle, but your soul is the light. A body without a soul is like exactly. It's like wax and a string and a wick. It's nothing. It's not a candle. It's not shining. So only when your soul is shining, then other people will be able to enjoy from you. How we gonna make our souls shine? Nafshi yatz'ah bedabero. The spirit is coming out and reveals itself when you speak. If you have wisdom, but you're going to keep it to yourself, it will not going to shine. If you have understandings and you're not going to say them, they will stay inside. No one will ever be able to enjoy from your wisdom if you're not going to tell us your story, if you're not going to share of your wisdom. If you have emotions and you want your wife to understand you, you want your friend to understand you, you want your parents to understand you, you want your children to understand you, if you're not going to dare to share and to talk and to express yourself, there is no way in the world that they will be so telepathic to see through you. They won't. And you're not supposed to be frustrated from that because it's impossible. Do you know yourself as a person that is able to sense everything, to know everything about everyone? The answer is no. There is no one person with that ability. Only maybe the righteous man of the generation that I don't know him. I don't know him. I know a little bit about myself. And I know that when I'm expressing myself, so then I feel relieved, I feel good. I know that when I'm sharing, I'm finding myself as a wise person. But before that I was expressing myself, I was always judging myself and I was thinking that I was very stupid. Because when you just let everyone talk to you and fill you up with their opinions and with their criticism and with their expectations from you, and you are not revealing the light of your soul, so you will never gonna stand in their expectations. And you will just receive their information and their opinion and their criticism, and it's gonna depress you. And in the end, you won't believe in yourself at all to express yourself and to talk and to share. And in the end, that's it, you died. You died already because they covered you already. They blocked your light already. They told you that you're worthless. They told you that you're a liar. They told you that you're not as beautiful as him, that you're not as successful as her, that you don't have his potential and you're not driving that car and you don't have those kind of parents and you're lost. Only because that you're not aware to who that you are. Because you can make it without those parents. And you can do it without that car. And you can find the right shidduch even if you are 41 and you haven't got married until today. Because you don't know the spiritual powers that are treasured inside of you. You're not aware to your spiritual connection with the Creator and how powerful your prayer is. The power of prayer is the power to bring down to the world the highest salvations of them all from the world to come, from heaven. That is the channel, that is the connection. That is how we're connecting the light of before creation with the darkness of after creation. That is the revealing of the mercy of the Creator. The Gemara is calling prayer in the name Ba'e Rachame, ask for mercy. To pray means to ask for mercy. When you pray to Hashem and you ask to receive something, you know you should wait. You will wait until that prayer will be answered. It can be in a minute, it can be in an hour, it can be in a day, it can be in years from now. But when you're praying, you reveal your faith. Like we explained faith before. Faith is that understanding that you can wait because you're under the supervision of the Creator. So you will wait because you know that He is with you, that He's supervising on you, that He's helping you. That's the meaning of the word faith. That you wait for the salvation of Hashem. And you're ready to do whatever it takes. And no winds and no waves and no difficulties will kick you and reject you from being that strong, stable mountain that you are. Because with the power of the will, you can cross the sea. And you can run into the fire. And you can go into the freezing cold. And you will not gonna die. You can run into the fire and the bullets will not gonna hit you. Because when you're holding yourself in faith, you're under the supervision of the Creator. Nature cannot control you anymore. The world of lie don't have the power to break you and depress you because you went above it. You found the essence of the creation. You're praying to Hashem. You believe in Him, so your hope is aimed to heaven. So you always pray. You always expect salvation.
And then the world cannot break you to pieces because it doesn't affect you. It cannot harm you. It cannot hold you back. And it doesn't mean that you're going to get married tomorrow. But it means that you're going to cross tomorrow and the next day until you will ripe, until you will be ready to get married. Because you will have patience. That's the meaning of the word faith. That you're able to wait for your salvation because you remember that it's all in the hands of the loving Creator, that He is the one that creates reality. So there are no real enemies. There are no real problems. There is only the way that God is supervising on me right now. And with Him, I will deal with prayers. Not with arguments, not with fights, not with lies, not with scams. I will deal with Him in prayer. I will go and talk to Him like I speak to my best friend. I will talk to Him like a child, an only child, speaks to his Father, to Father of mercy, to Father in heaven. Thank you. Thank you for listening. When we want to use that wisdom, when we want to bring it into our life, to make it practical, there is only one thing that we should do. We should find that time of quiet every day and just to go and speak in our own words. Your prayers are not written in no book. Don't be disappointed. The Siddur cannot hold prayers of billions of people. It is meant to remind you of that aspect of prayer. So every day you should pray to remind yourself that you should pray all day long. That you should live your life with the Creator. The verses cannot describe all of your life situations because just now your iPad fell on the ground and you don't know what to do. Okay? You cannot find it in the verses. It will be too difficult to find it in the verses. I won't say impossible, too complex. Okay? So how are you going to express your stress, your fear? Only in simple conversation with the Creator, that you will talk to Him like you talk to your best friend. You just open your heart and you share. And you say, I need your help. I just lost my phone. I don't know what to do. Please, can you help me? Oh, I found it. That's exactly what that will happen. That's exactly what that will happen when you live your life in faith. You will see that you will be answered always, but in the right time. Because if you need to seek for the phone for 5 minutes because you need to atone on something, because you need to go through some kind of humiliating process that will bring you to have the vessel to see the Creator with your own eyes, so you must go through that process. And the recommendation is really to follow the guidings. It's to accept the supervision of the Creator on you. Because He knows exactly what you need to go through. Because if you now go to your doctor and he tells you, hey, you need to take from those pills every day only one pill for the next 20 days, and you want to be a wise guy, so you're going to say, okay, that's the amount, great, I'll take all of the 20 right away. It won't heal you. It might even destroy some systems in your body. Why? Because you're not listening to the advice of an expert, of the one that knows exactly how your body will process and digest that medicine, how it will affect you, and that time is required for your healing process, and you need to take it in certain amounts. So also to do tshuva and to fix 30 years of secular past or whatever, many experiences, it's not in one day. Nehar Dinur, the river of fire, will not going to leave no memory of you. you will dip in that flaming river and you won't come out. So it's better for you to go once a week to the mikveh in the eve of Shabbat, or once a month, or once a day, or whatever God is supervising on you and guiding you. And you should check yourself all of the time. Am I doing things out of stress or out of love? Am I confident that God, He loves me and He's with me, and this is how I am connecting myself to Him? In an unconditional love, a connection that cannot be separated, love that is not depend in anything? Or am I doing out of fear, out of stress, out of frustration, out of not understanding the real nature, the real will of the Creator, to reveal His mercy? And like we said, reveal His mercy is to give the amounts that you're able to handle with, that will really gonna heal you, not to wash you completely until you're gonna drown. To serve the Creator, it's to live your life with Him in the present. Now you want Him to reveal Himself to you more, so talk about it. Reveal your own spirit, and then He will reveal His spirit, because the world is a mirror of your soul. When you're gonna complete fixing yourself, your individual redemption, you will see the complete redemption with your own eyes. When you will fix your spirit, when you're gonna express yourself more and more in prayer, in conversation, you will see that God will reveal Himself more and more to you in miracles and wonders. When you will believe in Him and not in doctors or lawyers or bankers, you will see that miracles and wonders and salvations are coming to your life with no doctors, with no lawyers, with no people, just by the loving kindness of Hashem, the merciful white hand of the Creator. Again, to achieve that is only through dedicating some time on a daily basis to reveal your spirit with the Creator, to talk to Him like you talk to your best friend in the world, the one that you can trust, the one that loves you an unconditional love, to work on your own love to Him, like that He loves you, to try to love Him, an unconditional love. That was a perfect class, I'm telling you. So if you're going to forget, you can watch it online, there's no problem. And by the way, I'm being very humble with that. No, really, I am being very humble with it. And I'm telling you that you can watch us online, emunachannel.com, emuna.com. You can watch all of those wonderful videos. Not all of them going to be wonderful as that last one that we just came down from heaven. And Bat Hashem will help us all, Bezat Hashem, to learn and to teach and to help many, many other souls that are waiting and expecting for their individual redemption. And the whole complete redemption depends in that. So I bless you all to be good friends, to give me your hands, and that we all gonna go as one unit, one group, ke'ish echad, as one person, belev echad, with one heart, to shine to everyone, to give from what that you know. There are people that more than a smile, they don't need much. More than your recipe for Chalot Shabbat, they don't need much. You don't need to solve all of the problems. You just need to give them a match. They will know how to use that match. He will learn the Aleph Bet. It will be enough. He will sit and read. You don't need to teach him all of the library. No. You will teach him the Aleph Bet. You will wake up his desire to learn. He's going to do that. You can link him to that website. To just some good thing that you hold. Give him a coin. He will make millions out of that coin. You don't know how much luck he's got. Maybe more than yours. Just shine to him as much as you can. with what did you have, with what did God gave you, with your talents, with your abilities, with your gifts. Shine to the world and the world will shine to us. Amen. Can you hear that song? Thank you.